ask you, to what end? Dread it, run from it, destiny arrives all the same. And now it's here. Or should I say, I am.
It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Fuck. Fucking hurt, buddy.
Alright, so let me give you guys a little bit of an example. Now, this is not just Philly. I'm going to get into, like, three things. This is going to be a very fucking short show. I didn't even release the show I did with Nihon yet, which you guys don't even know about that because I haven't said anything about it. But, so anyway, I just got extremely pissed. Like, more pissed than I thought I could possibly get in a moment. Maybe since I was like 20s, and my 20s were like, but I didn't have that same sort of, you know, jump, like a jump, like Froggy Leap jump kind of attitude there. So how this happened was, it was a build up, a mixture is how I figured it out. But this all just happened now, so this is fresh. That's why I'm doing it fresh. So in my fucking Facebook groups, which I did say I would be bringing this shit up, all right? People go in there and they'll say two words, literally. Two words. And this is name this fucking bonus, two words. This is it. This perfect goddamn thing, what I'm trying to say. So one guy said, I don't remember who. I'm not going to say the person's name either. So I'm not going to put him under the bus like that, because I'm not a fucking piece of shit asshole to that extent. Like, I have something to say, I'll say it to your fucking face. You could beat my ass into the ground. Which, you know, in 42 years, really hasn't happened. So, not because I was trying to get my ass kicked. I've had my ass handed to me. The point I'm trying to get is, two of these guys, one of them said, along the lines, I believe it said, just, it sucks, on like a title of my group thing, right? Like in a group. It wasn't a post. I didn't say anything in the post. It was like a post of the show. But it didn't, there was no meaning behind the post other than it says, The Jimmy James Show A to C. Okay. One guy goes, it sucks. So, me and my attitude, I gotta go, all right, first of all, I'm gonna respect you, fuck it. I'm big enough and open-minded enough to fucking respect your opinion. But if you think you're gonna drop that shit on my fucking group chat and then just, you know, act like nothing's gonna happen, like you're gonna think you can drop a hand grenade, I'm gonna fucking drop a nuclear missile on your fucking shit. But here's the thing, I didn't even do that. I just literally replied back, well, what do you mean? Just say, Joe Schmo. Joe. What do you mean, Joe? One of their probably name is Joe. And I'm gonna get at the point of this, and you guys are gonna be like, alright, I get exactly what he's fucking dealing with. So, I get into this, like, not real long thing, because, you know, it's like texting, but I'm like, well, I'm gonna need more than two words. If you haven't read this yet, it's in the Jimmy James Show thing. And, whatever. One guy said, it sucks. I replied back to that. That wasn't the guy, though. The second guy said something like, fuck off, or something like that. I don't understand that, or whatever. So once again, I said, this is a totally different person. And this is like, totally not at the same time. Random different times. So I say to these people, and I'm saying it to them again, y'all around here, y'all drop that shit on my thing. If you have a problem with something, you just don't go, it sucks. First of all, you'd be the worst critic in the fucking world. If you don't like my show, you don't listen. Number two, if you don't like my show and you want to say something about it, go ahead. But don't just put two fucking simple-minded words together like, that's shitty. But having no idea what the fuck that's supposed to mean. Because it really wasn't about the show. Anyway, so then that dude hit me back up. The second guy, the guy who answered me, hit me back up. Ah, sorry, I fucking made him miss the light. So that dude hit me back up and he was like, something's, I don't know exactly the extent what he said, but something, 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 stay off my group. Stay the fuck off my group. Something, 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 stay off my group. I'm like, what? Like, first of all, I'm just like, what? So, you know what? Instead of me just, I was going to bash him and shit, you know, bash him up words-wise. And I was like, you know what? Let me, like, this dude could be, this guy. These guys are definitely older men, too. These are not fucking, like, children, by the way. So I literally wrote the guy a sincere fucking little paragraph of, hey, I'm sorry if I offended you in any way. You know, maybe I made a bad joke about fucking the service or God or whatever, dude. Some people take that shit to heart. And it's because whatever. Because they don't understand humor or they don't like that type of humor. That's your fucking right as a human. Alright? But when you come and drop that shit on my show, on my channel, like, I get criticized all the time. I don't mind it. The problem is, don't, like, use more than two fucking words. So, that was that. I wasn't even gonna bring that shit the fuck up. So I'm leaving the store, right? And I'm in line. I'm not in line. I'm out of line now at this point. So this guy and this, I guess they're a couple, or maybe it's his wife. It was a black woman, black man. She seemed friendly. He was kind of like a low talker type of guy. I was like, I have so much shit on my bag. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I didn't say that loud. So they were at the lottery machine. And, you know, I don't know this. Like, this is just something that somebody said, you know, to me one time that does, like, plays lottery tickets. Like, oh, you're scratching with a quarter. Now, if you're doing a scratch off with a quarter, like, if you would have said this to me a couple years ago, I'm like, I don't give a fuck what I'm scratching the goddamn thing on. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? But, like, I get it. Somebody said use a dime. You know, because it's more thick. So, what all I said was this much. I said, ah, you're making this poor man use a quarter to scratch off his ticket when he could be using a dime. So much more easier. And that's it. Like, it was like, that was it. That was the extent of it. I didn't sound hostile. The only thing this fucking guy, this fucking mammal picked up, which I fucking hope he hears this, but, like, I was being respectful because I'm in a place I'm at, like, every day. And, you know, I see these people. And, not the people I just see now. And, he just started getting a fucking attitude. Older man, too, started copping attitude about, man, he threw his lottery ticket out and shit. He's like, man, this motherfucker ruined my attitude because, you know, saying I'm poor, poor. I'm like, poor? I didn't say nothing about you being poor. Like, did you just take a word I said and twisted it around to actually, like, make sense in your world? Because you can use different words, the same words in different meanings. So, just a little heads up out there for people who don't know that, you know, just because you say, like, poor, like, this poor man, doesn't mean he's fucking poor. And if he think I, and then, like, I'm like, whatever. You guys know what I'm getting at. Dude, I guess you have no idea how close it became to, like, bad. So, because he was, like, puffing up and acting like, I'm like, what are you gonna do, bro? Like, what the fuck are you, like, you're bigger than me, yeah, dude, but you're, fuck, what are you gonna do? You better hope to God you get me before I get my book bag off. But I wasn't thinking any of that. So I said, I'll be the bigger man. So, I didn't say that, but I said, look, bro, I don't know what offended you right now. I said, maybe because I used the word poor, and I didn't want to pun on a pun, so I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to use the word poor, so it was a poor choice of words, like, because then I would have came out as a fucking double entendre joke or whatever the fuck you call them. I gotta blow my nose, too. So, this dude, like, got so mad over the fact that I said, you're letting this poor man use a quarter to scratch a ticket over a dime. That was it. So I was trying to explain to him, I said, listen, I don't know what got you upset. I was like, I had a quarter and a dime in my hand. I'm like, look, see the ridges, it's a lot easier. I said, I didn't know this, and he didn't even let me finish. And he's like, I don't give a fuck about that or where you're from. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Where I'm from the same fucking place we're standing right now. What are you talking about? Yeah, listen to me. Not everybody is somebody else's cup of tea. But do you really have to be that low in life, to text somebody two words that has no meaning behind them? Or be that low in life to take a word that was said to a positive and then turn it around only to a negative? Like, what life have you had to live to get like that? And then you wonder why I sit there and say on the podcast, fucking people are stupid. People are fucking stupid. Peace out. Happy fucking New Year's.
Crazy person. Ramblings of a Crazy Person, Part 3.
Fuck it. Oh God! But put a set!
Let's go! Okay, man.